From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, someone else to blame for the financial crisis. Maybe it's us. The pace of news and digital dysfunction. First, whoopee in Europe. Investors are ecstatic about central bankers working together there. Listen to this. The German DAX index up about 10%. The French CAC 40 up more than 9%. Now, these are both measures like the Dow 30, which on Wall Street jumped 500 points in the morning. In Britain, Prime Minister Gordon Brown put $65 billion of government money into three British banks. NPR's Rob Gifford is in London. We're going to him. Rob, hello. I think that people are saying it is this British plan, the so-called British plan, that seems to be maybe spurring a little bit of recovery around the world. What is the British government doing, and what does it want in return?
Well, as you say, Alex, it's Gordon Brown is getting a lot of kudos from this because he was the one who put this plan forward last week. What they're doing, as you say, is to put a lot of government money, that is taxpayers' money, $65 billion worth of it, into three British banks in order to, they hope, free up the bank-to-bank lending and the whole crisis of confidence that has struck British banks as it has done elsewhere. In return, some very important conditions they want in return. Right up front, leaders of these banks that have got into trouble must step down. Bonuses are being frozen for other executives who stay on. And crucially, the demand that these banks maintain mortgage lending and small business lending at 2007 levels, levels of last year. And of course, what has happened is those levels have decreased rapidly over the last year. They want them to go back up to get this credit flowing again.
So they're saying to them, we'll give you this money. The condition is you have to continue lending out this money. You can't just sit on it.
Exactly, because that's the problem. Banks are afraid to lend to each other. They don't know if it's going to be a bad loan. And of course, they're afraid to lend to homeowners, potential mortgage takers, and people who want credit.
And now the EU countries, they're following suit on this.
That's right. I mean, you tend to sort of run out of superlatives these days. Indeed, when we look at the figures that are being made available on the continent, Germany has approved a package of up to $680 billion, the French $500 billion, the Spanish have set aside $130 billion. Again, the sort of twofold plan, guaranteeing lending between banks and taking stakes in financial institutions, similar to the United Kingdom. And again, Gordon Brown is getting a lot of kudos for being up front and right at the in front of the curve there for doing this first.
Any sign that lending is indeed going on? Can people borrow?
I think it's too soon to tell. Certainly the markets, as you said, going up is a good sign. But I think it's going to take a few weeks to filter through. We're not out of the woods yet at all. As one analyst here in London said, well, this may be the end of chapter two of this story. But chapter three, the recession, is almost certainly on the way.
NPR's Robert Gifford in London. Rob, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.